Welcome to the From the Hip podcast. We are back. Well, it's only me. For some unknown reason, you've found me yet again. You probably thought I was never coming back, or even hoped I was never coming back, but still, for some reason, you checked. Whatever your method of consumption was, you decided to have another listen. Well, thank you. I'm blessed that you are back. It's been a great 2 weeks. A 2 weeks that had some vacation. 2 weeks that has had some personal adversities in the surprise passing of a family friend. And that happens. Listen, I don't want to make this a downer, but this is something that we have to face. And I think that today as a society, you and I, and maybe others that are around us, we have a difficulty with this type of thing. But it does make us better. It does make us appreciate our days on this planet better. But we're not going to be talking about that today. We're going to talk about the season. It is just after Easter, just stepping into the regular work week after Easter. And I don't know what Easter is like for you, but for a Hungarian, Easter was one of the big celebrations. Here in Canada, I don't think the Hungarians celebrate, and I will say this on my behalf, or at least in my representation, we don't celebrate Easter as much as my relatives in Hungary do. But we do celebrate and we do get together and we have fun and we spend time with family, which matters the most, I think. Yeah, it does. And it's another season. It's a season that has kicked off, and as a Canadian, it is called the hockey playoff season. Now, even though you're not a sports fan, I'm sure that you are a fan of something. Something that, from whatever part of the world you are, you get together and you get into something together as a group, as a nation, to back your country. In this case, Canadians, we back our Canadian hockey teams. Now, last year, no Canadian hockey teams from the NHL made the playoffs. This is unheard of. I don't know if it ever happened before, but it did happen last year. And now this year, we're something like four or five of us have made the playoffs. And one of those teams happens to be my Toronto Maple Leafs. And we, just tonight, went ahead the Washington Capitals and took a 2-1 lead in the series. It goes to the best out of seven series. And we are 2-1. We win two more games. We make it to the next round. Here's the thing. Well, I have a team, the Toronto Maple Leafs, who have struggled. It's no secret. We have struggled through the years here. But all of a sudden, this year, we made the playoffs. And we truly have nothing to lose. Nobody's expecting this team to do anything but get bonked around. And it's not happening. They're actually holding their own. But who knows what's going to happen by the end of this all. See if they're going to advance. And if they do advance, they have to go play many more rounds before they make the Stanley Cup. That's the way it is. That's the season it is here. I hope your season's, wherever it is, whatever you're celebrating, has been going good. You know, I have something. There's a segment of the show here today that I have, and in this, I've got a 30-second audio clip that I think I've captured the essence of the wonderful relationships we all have with our teenage daughters. I hope you enjoy it, and don't forget to grab a tissue. That's about how I feel. That's about what happens on a daily basis, probably about 10 times. And that's when I'm not here most of the time. So, I don't know about you, but that's what goes on in this house. All right, that's going to be it for the From the Hip podcast this week. Thanks for listening. It's going to be back to work week, a long work week for me. But we're going to survive. And then I get the next week off. It's hard to explain. You probably don't care. It doesn't matter what I do for work, long as I could get a podcast out every once in a while. Thanks for listening. And don't forget, you could drop me a little hello, a line, even a little mention on Twitter. My Twitter handle is ALBERTHATHAZI. Say hello. I will say hello back, I promise you. Have a good week, and I'm going to see you again or talk to you again really soon.